Welcome to the Mortgage Point Weekly Update, your fast, focused look at the biggest stories shaping housing, lending, servicing, and the broader economy. I'm David Wharton, editor-in-chief of Mortgage Point and the Five Star Institute. Over the next few minutes, we'll cover five stories mortgage professionals should have on their radar this week. We'll break down the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision, look at why climate risk is becoming a bigger financial consideration for homeowners, what's next for the CFPB, and more. Let's get started. First up, the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged at its July meeting, maintaining the federal funds target range at 3.5 to 3.75%. That decision in and of itself wasn't really a surprise for many, but what was surprising was the vote itself. Three members of the Federal Open Market Committee dissented, arguing that the Fed should have raised rates by a quarter percentage point. Now, according to reports, that's the first time since 2016 that three governors have broken with the committee in the same direction on a policy decision. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh used his post-meeting remarks to reinforce the central bank's commitment to fighting inflation. As he put it, quote, "There is no soft inflation target. There's no soft implicit target, not on this committee's watch. There's only a target, and it is 2%, unquote. Even though rates didn't move this month, many market watchers continue to believe that another increase remains possible as soon as September. Now, sometimes the most important part of a Fed meeting isn't actually the decision itself. It's what the disagreements and back and forth can reveal. And this week's vote suggests that when it comes to inflation, that debate is far from settled. Speaking of mortgage rates, higher mortgage rates are now continuing to cool buyer demand. According to new research from Redfin, pending home sales fell 1.3% over the 4 weeks ending July 19th, marking their lowest level in 3 months. Mortgage rates climbed to roughly 6.5%, while home prices remained just shy of record highs. Add in broader economic uncertainty, and many prospective buyers are choosing to wait. However, for the buyers who are still shopping, conditions may finally be starting to shift. Redfin Premier agent Vanessa Limeback offered this advice, quote, "The buyers who are in the market have more leverage than they've had in years," unquote. She noted that homes sitting on the market for several weeks often come with opportunities to negotiate on both price and seller concessions. At the same time, move-in ready homes continue to attract strong competition, meaning bargains are more likely to be found among properties that need renovation. Another Redfin agent, James Golden, perhaps summed up today's market best, saying, quote, "Some homes are moving fast, others are seeing multiple price reductions," unquote. That's becoming a defining characteristic that we talk about a lot on this program when it comes to the housing market. We're not just talking about one market. Conditions can vary dramatically from state to state or even from one neighborhood to the next. Moving on, housing affordability continues to push buyers towards difficult trade-offs. A new Realtor.com report found that many home buyers are still choosing properties facing significant risks from flooding, wildfire, or severe weather, even when safer alternatives are available nearby. The reason? According to Realtor.com, quote, "Price is still the biggest motivator for a lot of home shoppers, even in places where climate risk is well known. But that doesn't make the risk disappear," unquote. Instead, Realtors' data suggests that those costs often show up further down the line when it comes to higher insurance premiums, increased HOA fees, and more expensive financing. The report found that homes in these high-risk areas typically carry HOA fees more than 50% higher than lower-risk properties, while flood insurance costs continue rising under FEMA's updated pricing model. This is just another reminder that affordability isn't just about the monthly mortgage payments. Increasingly, buyers need to think about the total cost of owning a home, not just the purchase price. Moving back to the Washington front, President Trump's nominee to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau recently appeared before the Senate Banking Committee, offering perhaps his clearest indication yet of how he may approach the agency should he be confirmed to lead it. Brian Johnson stopped short of endorsing efforts to dramatically reduce the CFPB's workforce, saying instead, quote, "I would pledge to you to have an open mind to take a look at staffing levels within the agency," unquote. Johnson also emphasized that while he believes that the CFPB structure should be reformed, he doesn't necessarily believe the agency itself should disappear. In his words, quote, properly structured and properly governed, the CFPB is capable of great good, unquote. His confirmation would come after nearly 2 years of uncertainty surrounding the Bureau's future, making this one of the more closely watched regulatory stories when it comes to lenders and servicers. We'll be keeping an eye on this one in the days ahead, because leadership changes in Washington obviously often take months before they fully play out, but they can have long-lasting effects on the mortgage industry. Finally, here's a look at what's coming up this week from the Five Star and Mortgage Point front. On Tuesday, August 4th, the Five Star Institute and Mortgage Point will be hosting a complimentary webinar entitled High Volume, Low Friction, Scaling Your REO Business with Genstone's Ecosystem. Sponsored by Genstone, this session will feature Genstone broker Veronica Crago Flores and realtor Chris Nelson, who will discuss strategies for helping REO professionals manage larger portfolios while reducing things like administrative complexity by applying integrated technology and coordinated service offerings. Whether you're directly involved in REO operations or simply interested in where distressed asset management is headed, the webinar promises to offer practical insights into how technology is reshaping that segment of the business. Stay tuned to themortgagepoint.com and MP Daily for further coverage and for links to the on-demand version of the webinar once we get that posted. So to recap this week's headlines, the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady, but an unusually divided vote suggests that the inflation debate is heating up. Pending home sales slowed again, giving many buyers their strongest negotiating position in years. A new report finds affordability continues to outweigh climate concerns for many home buyers, but long-term costs remain an important consideration. The president's CFPB nominee signaled an openness to reforming the agency without actually eliminating it altogether. And coming up this week on Tuesday, the Five Star Institute and Mortgage Point will explore how technology is helping REO professionals scale their businesses more efficiently. And that's it for this week's Mortgage Point Weekly Update. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of our news or updates. And be sure to check out themortgagepoint.com, where you can find more information on our publications, events, webinars, and more. We'll see you next week.